it's kind of one of those things that I think we have projected kind of through Hollywood and the media what we think post-traumatic stress is, and it's not often what we always want it to appear. So I talked about just walking through college and just noisy halls, and I was trying to hint at, like, you know, I'd be sitting in before lectures, and kids would be arguing about, oh, the war, blah, 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 this is what war is like. I'd be like, no, it's not. But it's this inability to understand, right, the horrors of war, the reality of it, which is, you know, young men die. That is the reality of war. Young men lose their lives in often unfortunate ways. But two, it's also, I think, goes back to the Lutheran Church itself, right? So I always practice meditations I do before I go receive the Lord's Supper. And one of those things is I do as I kneel at the altar is, you know, I wear a silver bracelet with two names inscribed on it, which was the two men my unit lost on my first deployment. And before I go to receive the Lord's Supper, I always look at that. And I always meditate. Satan would have used, right, the horrors of war to rip me away from the faith. But here right now, Christ is coming with his medicine of immortality to heal that and to remind me, all is forgiven. Here I am in my true body and blood, here to deliver you deliverance from sin, death, and the devil.